Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary, and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Saturday, March 27th, and I am reading from the New International Version. We pick up in the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 27, in verse 57, and then we'll read through the entirety of chapter 28. As evening approached, there came a rich man from Arimathea named Joseph, who had himself become a disciple of Jesus. Going to Pilate, he asked for Jesus' body, and Pilate ordered that it be given to him. Joseph took the body, wrapped it in a clean linen cloth, and placed it in his own new tomb that he had cut out of the rock. He rolled a big stone in front of the entrance to the tomb and went away. Mary Magdalene and the other Mary were sitting there opposite the tomb. The next day, the one after preparation day, the chief priest and the Pharisees went to Pilate. "Sir," they said, "we remember that while he was still alive, that deceiver said, 'After 3 days I will rise again.' So give the order for the tomb to be made secure until the third day. Otherwise, his disciples may come and steal the body and tell the people that he has been raised from the dead. This last deception will be worse than the first." "Take a guard," Pilate answered. "Go, make the tomb as secure as you know how." So they went and made the tomb secure by putting a seal on the stone and posting the guard. After the Sabbath, at dawn on the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went to look at the tomb. There was a violent earthquake, for an angel of the Lord came down from heaven and, going to the tomb, rolled back the stone and sat on it. His appearance was like lightning, and his clothes were white as snow. The guards were so afraid of him that they shook and became like dead men. The angel said to the women, "Do not be afraid, for I know that you are looking for Jesus who was crucified. He is not here. He has risen, just as he said. Come and see the place where he lay. Then go quickly and tell his disciples, 'He has risen from the dead and is going ahead of you into Galilee. There you will see him. Now I have told you.'" So the women hurried away from the tomb, afraid, yet filled with joy, and ran to tell his disciples. Suddenly Jesus met them. "Greetings," he said. They came to him, clasped his feet, and worshiped him. Then Jesus said to them, "Do not be afraid. Go and tell my brothers to go to Galilee. There they will see me." While the women were on their way, some of the guards went into the city and reported to the chief priest everything that had happened. When the chief priest had met with the elders and devised a plan, they gave the soldiers a large sum of money, telling them, "You are to say, 'His disciples came during the night and stole him away while we were asleep.' If this report gets to the governor, we will satisfy him and keep you out of trouble." So the soldiers took the money and did as they were instructed. And this story has been widely circulated among the Jews to this very day. Then the 11 disciples went to Galilee, to the mountain where Jesus had told them to go. When they saw him, they worshiped him, but some doubted. Then Jesus came to them and said, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely I am with you always, to the very end of the age." And now let's turn over to the Psalms. Today we are reading Psalm 110 of David, a psalm. "The Lord says to my Lord, 'Sit at my right hand until I make your enemies a footstool for your feet.' The Lord will extend your mighty scepter from Zion, saying, 'Rule in the midst of your enemies. Your troops will be willing on your day of battle, arrayed in holy splendor. Your young men will come to you like dew from the morning's womb.' The Lord has sworn and will not change his mind. You are a priest forever in the order of Melchizedek. The Lord is at your right hand. He will crush kings on the day of his wrath. He will judge the nations, heaping up the dead and crushing the rulers of the whole earth. He will drink from the brook along the way, and so he will lift his head high." And now let's turn over to the book of Amos. Today we are reading chapter 7, and the theme of Amos being a shepherd comes up in this passage. It reminds me of the fact that oftentimes God chooses an unlikely candidate to do his work. And here he has chosen Amos, a shepherd, to go and be a prophet to the king. Now you'll see that the king of Israel in this instance does not like what the prophet says. So let's read together. Amos chapter 7. The title in my Bible says, "Locust, Fire, and a plumb line." "This is what the sovereign Lord showed me. He was preparing swarms of locusts after the king's share had been harvested, and just as the late crops were coming up. When they had stripped the land clean, I cried out, 'Sovereign Lord, forgive. How can Jacob survive? He is so small.' So the Lord relented. 'This will not happen,' the Lord said. 'This is what the sovereign Lord showed me. The sovereign Lord was calling for judgment by fire. It dried up the great deep and devoured the land. Then I cried out, 'Sovereign Lord, I beg you, stop. How can Jacob survive? He is so small.' So the Lord relented. 'This will not happen either,' the sovereign Lord said. This is what he showed me. The Lord was standing by a wall that had been built true to plumb, with a plumb line in his hand. And the Lord asked me, 'What do you see, Amos?' 'A plumb line,' I replied. Then the Lord said, 'Look, I am setting a plumb line among my people Israel. I will spare them no longer. The high places of Isaac will be destroyed, and the sanctuaries of Israel will be ruined. With my sword, I will rise against the house of Jeroboam.' Then Amaziah, the priest of Bethel, sent a message to Jeroboam, king of Israel. 'Amos is raising a conspiracy against you in the very heart of Israel. The land cannot bear all his words, for this is what Amos is saying: Jeroboam will die by the sword, and Israel will surely go into exile, away from their native land.' Then Amaziah said to Amos, 'Get out, you seer, go back to the land of Judah. Earn your bread there and do your prophesying there. Don't prophesy anymore at Bethel, because this is the king's sanctuary and the temple of the kingdom.' Amos answered Amaziah, 'I was neither a prophet nor the son of a prophet, but I was a shepherd, and I also took care of sycamore fig trees. But the Lord took me from tending the flock and said to me, "Go, prophesy to my people Israel. Now then, Hear the word of the Lord. You say, do not prophesy against Israel and stop preaching against the descendants of Isaac. Therefore, this is what the Lord says. Your wife will become a prostitute in the city, and your sons and daughters will fall by the sword. Your land will be measured and divided up, and you yourself will die in a pagan country. And Israel will surely go into exile, away from their native land. Thank you for listening along as we read God's Word together. Today for our prayer time, I would love to pick back up on our alphabet work as it relates to prayer. I think the last time we prayed through the alphabet, we left off on the letter E. And so think for a minute on the letters F, G, H, I, and J. And let's think of some words or some attributes of God, the characteristics of our God. He is our Father, God Almighty, the God of grace, the God of hope, the God of peace. He is also the one who forms the hearts of all. He is the one who raised Christ from the dead. He is our helper, the Holy One. He is the I Am, and He is judge of all the earth, a jealous God, and wants us to be in relationship with Him. And so as we pray together, you could use some of those words in your prayer or just pray alongside me as I look at a list from the Experiencing God book by Henry Blackerby. Let's pray. Father, thank you for this opportunity we have to gather around your word. We are reminded that you are the best father possible. You are a father of compassion, and you are a father to the fatherless. You are our God. You are almighty. You are our maker. You are the God of grace and hope and peace. And so we come to you for our strength. We thank you, Lord, for your sustaining power. And we ask, Lord, you would fill us with the Holy Spirit and with the joy of knowing you and of following you. Help us, Lord, to have visions of glory with you. Help us, Lord, to remember that when this earthly body gives way, we are going to be present with you in eternal glory. Thank you, Lord, that you are the I Am. You are who you said that you would be. You are not changing. You continue to be faithful to us. You are a jealous God. You want our hearts. And so, Lord, we just ask that you would help us to turn to you, to recognize you as judge of all. And we pray all of this in Christ's name. Amen.